Boston. So, you know, that's going to be hard. You know, it's like a road game for North Dakota, but they're used to it. They're a battle-tested team. So I think that's going to be one heck of a game.
All right, well, it's 22. Let's get to some of the questions from the fans. We have quite a few of them today, Coach. And the first one is, Coach, can you talk about how recruiting is going? Will our experience in the tournament get us any benefit from the recruiting perspective?
Well, definitely it does. I mean, you know, young men want to come into programs and have a chance to play in the tournament. I mean, that's, you know, that's just the way it is. So as we perform as a program, as we get better, it's going to open more doors for us. It already has. It already has this year. And we've, you know, we're getting in on some kids that, you know, only a few years ago wouldn't have any interest, and some good high-end players. So, yes, no question about it. And, you know, we've got some guys still playing in the playoffs, some recruits right now that are doing extremely well, and we're anxious to get them in. So, but no, this will help us. This can only help. It's not going to hurt. We can sell that we've been in the tournament, that you know, we expect to be there in years to come, and you can come to Michigan Tech and be part of that. There's no question about that. We can sell that.
Here's a fan saying, though I was saddened a bit by our early departure in the NCAA tourney, I was thrilled to see us back on the stage again. The team was well-deserving of the honor this year and seems to have a bright future. I hope your memories will be good ones of the strides the program has made, and wish you great success building on that. This was a very good season, and I believe even better ones lie ahead. Thank you, Coach, for all you and your staff have done to rebuild Husky hockey. I wish I were there closer to attend more home games. I listened and or watched each game this season and each Mel Pearson show, and you have helped make me a very proud alum. Thank you for all you have done and what you are doing. I hope you enjoy the offseason and have great recruiting success. Tech has so much to offer prospective players. Thank you for the thrilling season. And that is from Ray Hicks. He wanted to say that to you. So,
well, thank you. And that's a very kind email, very encouraging words. And that's, you know, what we're trying to do. We just want to make sure that when we perform and play, that we represent the university in a good, positive light. And you know, those are very encouraging emails, and that's the satisfaction you get. And we'll continue to work hard, and you know, we got to get right back at it for next year, and it's not going to be any easier. It'll be tougher. You know, anytime you have success, it's how you handle it. So I know Tyler Shalast will be anxious to get all our guys into the weight room, and we'll give him a couple weeks off here, but we'll get him in and start working on getting quicker and stronger and more anxious. You know, and I think what experience like this, Dirk, does, it just whets your appetite a little bit, you know, and especially when you get to this point and see that you can compete with these teams, that you are as good as these teams, and that you have that opportunity. So, and you want to get back there. And so going forward, I think this will only, like I said, drive that home with our players, and they'll be more anxious and more driven to want to get back next year.
Another comment from Barry saying, thanks to Mel and the staff for putting Tech back on the hockey map. We look forward to years to come. And another question here for you, Coach. Why did you not have the WCHA Player of the Year, Tanner Carroll, on the power play instead of less experienced underclassmen?
Yeah, that's a good question, and we liked our power play unit. Obviously, it was very good against Minnesota State the week before, and actually Tanner was on with Malcolm Gould and Joel Esperance, and they had been very good for us in the unit that they were on. So we wanted to have two good groups that we could go with, and we also talked about that if we did get a couple more power plays, that we would have put Tanner in a situation where we could have moved them with that other group. So we talked about that, so we were prepared to do that in this game. But like I said, I think we only got one power play in the game, so it wasn't a factor in the game. And, on another note, I just want to thank my staff, Billy McCault and Joe Sean, my assistants, and Tyler Shalast, our strength and conditioning coach, and Mike Stevens, you know, Brian Brewster, Tony Stromer, our equipment guy, and Zach Fredrickson and Roy Britz. You know, I've just got a tremendous staff, and then they really do a great job. And Cal Larson, our sports information guy. I mean, I can't say enough about all my staff. You know, it's not a one-man show. I mean, it takes a lot of people to make this operation go and to have success. And, I mean, that credit obviously it should be shared and is shared amongst all our staff because they do a fabulous job and whatnot. And I'm glad we have the people we do. We've had great people in this program.
Another question, Coach. Why did you make so many changes to the lines during the game? Line combinations were changing through the game, and I think that's what they're talking about there.
Yeah, we had some different combinations in the game, trying to keep certain people away from certain players. Some guys had long shifts. A couple times, we had some penalties when we had to kill. There's certain guys that kill penalties, especially our centers, so they're tired. So we always have to be able to adapt and play different guys together. And I thought it worked well. Like I said, I thought we carried the play, created the most scoring opportunities, put ourselves in a real good position to win the game. And one of the things we haven't talked about, and I don't know if it's a question, but we didn't have Blake Pietl available for the game. We haven't even talked about that. Here's a senior who no question would have helped us in this game. Just the way Blake had been playing, 100-point guy, 30 points this year. Blake had come down with his calves, his lower body seized up on him on Thursday night late, and he was in pain and went to the hospital Friday and had X-rays, and we tried to see everything we could do, or he did, that he could play. But we were actually going to dress an extra player warm-up, but Blake couldn't even dress for warm-up. So that was a tough blow. Not an excuse. We haven't even talked about it, but I just wanted to point that out. And Blake's fine. I mean, he's going to be fine. But just the poor timing, and you talk about bad luck and everything else. Here's, undoubtedly one of your top four or five players that, had 14, 15 goals. It could have been a difference in this game.
Well, no, I just feel so bad for him, too. To work all these years to get to this point, and
right.
The night before, he sat down right in front of us during the broadcast there with his parents, and my heart went out to him. I just felt so terrible that he was not able to play that game. And you could tell Father Fiatalo was very excited when we got that go-ahead goal, and not obviously for the team and for the program, but for hopefully a chance to see his son play the next night, if he was able to get better in time. And then it was just devastating when that overtime goal went in. But
no question. It's a tough way. Like you say, you put all that work in and you get to the program, to the NCAA tournament, and here we are, the game, the night before the game, and all of a sudden your quad starts cramping up on you and seizing up on you. So, yeah, just a real freak thing. And, he'll be fine. And, he's got some hockey to play after here. But you're right. You just feel real bad that, and the competitor he is. I mean, I know it was just gnawing on him not to be able to be out there and help the team.
Coach, I know we got a lot of questions, so I guess we'll try to go through these a little bit quick. They're talking about the penalties there with Alex Batan and Morley. Do you think that in a situation like that, that should be a coincidental situation where there's no guys taken off the ice as far as the player configuration, 5-on-5 instead of 4-on-4?
I'd agree with that, of course, in this situation. But I just thought the ref should have understood, and I think he thought he wasn't going to penalize anybody, but in turn he penalized us. So I would rather him just let them play on, as you sort of say.
Do you expect any of the seniors to sign now before the professional seasons are over?
Yes. We've had a number of calls. I was on the phone quite a bit yesterday with NHL teams regarding a couple of our players. So, it will heat up. I hope we keep all our underclassmen. I don't expect to lose any of them, but definitely the seniors. And like I said, I was on the phone quite a bit yesterday talking to a few NHL teams about a number of players.
Where do all your underclassmen players go for the summer, Coach? How many stay on campus, and does the McGinnis Arena keep an ice surface the entire summer for your players to work out on?
Yeah, we will keep them here. They'll have some time to go home before track day starts. We'll all be back on campus right around May 8th, 9th through June, which Tyler Shalass will work them out off ice, no on ice. And then we have ice, obviously, July and August for the guys who stay around. So, but we keep them here May and June, try and get them quicker, stronger, get a good base for the summer. And we'll have a number of guys stay the whole summer this year. They enjoy the area, they enjoy the community, and it's a great place to be in the summer.
What about Walker Highland, Coach? Somebody was wondering what happened to Walker Highland.
Yeah, no, Walker just, it was just a numbers game, and he fell, behind a couple guys, and and whatnot, and